Okay, so picture this. You're walking around your neighborhood, right? Maybe you're here in Dew Park, going to the park, or maybe you're in La Porte near the Bayfront, or just even, kind of strolling through a Pasadena shopping area, and you come across a space and think, like, man, this could be so much better.
This could be so much better if it just had, maybe a place to sit or some greenery or even just like a little spot for, community gatherings. Like you just think it has so much potential.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're going to dig into today. It's all about giving communities the power to actually like transform those spaces, make
But
them better.
exactly. We're diving deep into these really cool tools that the Better Block Foundation has developed. They're called WikiBlock and Better Block in a Box. Think of it like this. It's a way for communities to really take charge and shape the places where we all live, especially right here in Southeast Houston.
That's right. We've actually been looking at information straight from the Better Block Foundation so we can break it all down for you. We want to show you just how these initiatives work and, most importantly, how people like you in Deer Park, La Porte, and Pasadena can actually use them to make real improvements right in your own neighborhoods.
Right in their backyards, absolutely.
So let's start with WikiBlock. What's the basic idea behind it?
So, at its heart, WikiBlock is kind of like a free online library, but instead of books, it's full of design blueprints. But these aren't just, vague ideas or concepts. They're practical, ready-to-use plans for creating actual physical things that make our public spaces better. Talking about benches for people to sit and chat, planters to add some life and color, even small stages for, local musicians to perform, bus stops, beer garden fences, kiosks, all kinds of things.
So wait, so you're saying these aren't just pictures on a website. You can actually download these plans and build something.
Exactly. They're digital files, and they're made specifically to be cut out of plywood using a CNC router.
A CNC router.
Yeah, it's like this computer-controlled cutting machine that's becoming more and more common, especially in places called makerspaces.
Makerspaces, what are those?
Oh, yeah. Makerspaces are like these awesome shared workshops where people can go to use tools and equipment that they might not have at home. Think of it like a gym, but for making things. You can often find them at community colleges, libraries, and even in some businesses around here in Southeast Houston.
Oh, that's really interesting. So you don't have to be like a master carpenter with your own workshop to get involved.
That's the beauty of it. A lot of the WikiBlock designs are made to be really simple to put together. Many of them don't even need nails or glue. They use these clever interlocking joints. It's almost like building a really cool 3D puzzle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that means you can go from downloading a design to having a functional bench or planter in a pretty short amount of time.
That's amazing. So it sounds like WikiBlock really puts the power to improve things directly into the hands of the community.
Exactly. Instead of waiting for the city or hiring expensive contractors every day, people can take charge and make the changes they want to see. Jason Roberts, the founder of Better Block, has talked about how their goal is to lower the barrier to entry on fabrication. They want to make it so anyone can make these things.
I love that. So how long has WikiBlock been around? Is this a new thing?
It's not brand new. They launched back in 2016 with about 30 different designs. But the cool thing is that it's constantly growing. People from all over are adding new designs all the time. It's a really collaborative project.
So it's like open source software, but for building real things in our communities.
Yeah, exactly. It's this awesome idea of sharing and working together to make things better. They actually tested out this whole WikiBlock concept early on in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio.
Yeah.
Architecture students from Kent State University got together with local businesses. They built all these temporary kiosks for this weekend event. It was really cool.
Oh, wow. So what did they do with the kiosks after the event was over?
Well, that's the thing. While they started with temporary things, they quickly realized that these structures could be used for more permanent stuff too. In Kenmore, Ohio, they used some of the WikiBlock pieces that they built for a Better Block event. We'll talk more about those later. But anyway, they used those pieces to create seating and a small stage for their Busk Until Dusk events, which they do all the time. It's great.
That's fantastic. It's really inspiring to see how something that starts as temporary can actually have a lasting impact on a community. What do people who have actually seen WikiBlock in action have to say about it?
There's this guy, Benjamin de la Pena from the Knight Foundation. They've been big supporters of WikiBlock. And he said that WikiBlock is a fun, fast, effective path to get people involved in shaping their community and create spaces where people can connect with their city and each other. And I think that really nails it. It's about community participation and making real connections through these tangible improvements.
So walk me through the process. If I wanted to build something with WikiBlock, what would I need to do?
It's pretty simple, actually. First, you go to the WikiBlock website, and find a design that you like. Then you download the files for that design. Next, you got to gather your materials. Usually it's just plywood of a certain thickness. And then you take all that to a makerspace and use their CNC router to cut out all the pieces.
And then you just assemble it.
Yeah. Most of the time, you just use a rubber mallet to tap the pieces together. It's like a big Lego project.
That's so cool. And who's behind all of this? Is there an organization that supports WikiBlock?
Yeah, the John S. and Jane Sel Knight Foundation has been a big supporter, along with groups like Kent State University and a bunch of local neighborhood organizations. It really shows how much people believe in this idea of empowering communities.
That's fantastic. Now let's talk about Better Block in a Box. That sounds really intriguing. What exactly is in this box?
Okay, so it's not a literal cardboard box you carry around or anything. Better Block in a Box is this really awesome collection of all sorts of things that communities need to put on temporary placemaking events. And yeah, it all comes in an actual shipping container. It's like an instant pop-up community plaza ready to go.
Wow, an instant plaza.
So what kind of stuff are we talking about here? What would a community in, say, Pasadena find inside this container? Well, you'd find everything you need to turn an empty space into a vibrant gathering spot. There's all kinds of seating, you know, like chairs, benches, tables, that kind of thing. They've got string lights to make it feel all festive and welcoming. There are shade structures to protect people from the sun or the rain. And even stuff for kids to play on, because they really believe that public spaces should be fun for everyone.
That's amazing. So you just unpack this container and you're good to go?
Pretty much. Yes, and the cool thing is they even designed it so that the container itself becomes part of the event. You can turn it into a bar or a food stand or a welcome center, even a little art gallery. Mm-hmm. It's super versatile.
That's really clever. So a group in, say, La Porte could literally have this box delivered to an empty lot downtown, unload it, and boom, instant community hub.
Exactly. Their whole slogan is ship it, drop it,
yeah,
build it. It's all about making it quick and easy for communities to create these amazing spaces. It really lets people see the potential of a space, even if it's just for a weekend.
That's awesome. So now we've talked about WikiBlock, which is the design library, and Better Block in a Box, which is like the instant plaza kit. How do these two things connect to this bigger idea of placemaking, you know, making a real impact, especially for people listening right here in Deer Park, La Porte, and Pasadena?
That's a great question. They're both really powerful tools for what's called grassroots urban design. The whole philosophy behind the Better Block Foundation is about giving communities the power to create public spaces by and for the people who actually use them. It's all about building what they call social infrastructure.
Social infrastructure, what's that mean?
It's basically the idea that the physical spaces where we gather and interact play a huge role in building strong communities. When people have places to connect and engage with each other, it creates a sense of belonging and shared purpose. And there's actually a ton of research that shows the benefits of this approach.
Really? Like what kind of benefits?
Oh, tons. When communities focus on creating public spaces that are centered around people, not just cars and traffic, there are all sorts of positive outcomes. Mm. People spend more time in those spaces, which leads to stronger relationships between neighbors. Some studies have even shown that it can help reduce crime. Plus, it makes things more accessible for older folks and people with disabilities. It builds trust. It increases civic engagement. It even creates more opportunities for small businesses.
Wow. That's really impressive. It sounds like this connects to some even bigger ideas that we're hearing a lot about these days.
Absolutely. The Better Block Foundation has been really clear about how this work aligns with things like environmental, social, and governance, ESG principles, and efforts to address the social determinants of health. By making communities healthier, more vibrant, and more connected, they're actually contributing to solving these big societal challenges.
That's so cool. So we know that Better Block in a Box is perfect for those shorter term events. But what if a community wants to make more permanent changes, like something that lasts beyond a weekend festival?
The Better Block Foundation has got that covered too. In addition to the box, they have this amazing 120-day program where they team up with communities to totally revitalize entire city blocks. They work hand in hand with residents through the whole process, you know, helping with design planning, implementation, everything. They do about 10 of these big projects every year.
So these are like major transformations.
Yeah, they're really impressive. And actually, they've got some openings for 2025 right now. So if there's a neighborhood in Deer Park, La Porte, or Pasadena that's thinking about doing a big revitalization project, this could be a fantastic opportunity.
That's good to know. And even if a community isn't ready for a huge project like that, they still have other resources available.
Oh, absolutely. They have all sorts of open source tools to help people get started. They've got conversation starter guides to help neighbors get together and figure out what they want to see in their community. And of course, they have the WikiBlock design library, which is full of ideas and inspiration.
It's amazing how much support they offer. So let's get practical for a minute. We've talked about WikiBlock and building things with those designs. What kind of help do they offer with the actual fabrication process, you know, using a CNC router and all that?
They know that CNC fabrication can be a little intimidating, especially if you've never done it before. So they've created a bunch of resources to make it easier. For example, they have this app called Sheet Material and Finish Helper. It helps you choose the right type of plywood and the right finish based on what you're building and where it's going to be used.
Oh, that's helpful. I can imagine trying to figure out all those details could be really overwhelming. Are there any other tools like that?
Yeah. They also have the StartDXF adjuster. This one helps you tweak the digital design files to make sure that all the pieces fit together perfectly when you assemble them. You know, those interlocking joints we talked about? This makes sure they're not too loose or too tight.
Wow, that's really thoughtful. It sounds like they've really thought of everything. What if someone finds a WikiBlock design they love, but they don't have access to a CNC router, or they don't even know where to find someone who can do the cutting for them?
No problem. The Better Block Foundation has a solution for that too. They have this pre-written email template that you can use to contact local CNC fabrication shops. It's called the Start WikiBlock Fabricator Email Template. And they even have a document called WikiBlock Fabricator Requirements, which explains all the technical stuff you need to know when you're looking for a fabricator.
It sounds like they really go above and beyond to make sure that people have the resources they need to make these projects happen.
Absolutely. It's all about empowering people to take those ideas for improving their neighborhoods and turn them into reality. They want to make the whole process as easy and accessible as possible.
So to sum it all up, both WikiBlock and Better Block in a Box are giving folks in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena real concrete ways to get involved in shaping their communities.
Definitely. Whether it's putting on a Better Block in a Box event to test out new ideas or using those WikiBlock designs to build things that will benefit the community in the long run, these tools are putting the power in the hands of the people.
Exactly. It's really inspiring to think about all the possibilities. Maybe there's a neglected corner lot in your neighborhood that could become a vibrant gathering space. Or maybe you've always wanted to see more benches and planters in your local park. With a little bit of plywood, a trip to a makerspace, and some community collaboration, you can make those things happen. What's one small step you could take today to explore those possibilities? Maybe chat with a neighbor about an idea you have, or look up makerspaces online. Every little bit helps. And if you enjoyed this deep dive into community empowerment, we'd love for you to support us at thinkanddecklocally.com/donate. You'll find a link in the show notes.